Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 1st to the 2nd of May 1961. For practice or reciting. Sayadaw was using the qualities of Dharma to give these talks. Most Buddhists are using it for chanting at pujas. Even maybe they do not know the meanings very clear. The Buddha Dharma is very systematic and practical. It needs to be studied, reflect, contemplate and put into practice. The results are remarkable. The mind becomes intelligent, wise and penetrative. T1. Ask you to do vipassana is to see it for yourself, sandhitiko. The kanda has the truth of dukkha, but you don't see it, or never have seen it before. You see only what does not exist, such as this is a man, a person, beautiful, ugly, etc. Only seeing the outer forms. You were wasting your time in samsara with the danger of aging, sickness and death. In the whole samsara you had not seen what was good to see. In the same way you had seen what was not good to see and suffered a lot before. Today what do you need is very clear. You need sandhitiko. See the Salayatana Samyutta, a teaching the Buddha gave to Ven. Upavana, SN.35.70 Upavana Sandhitikasuttam. Ven. Upavana asked the Buddha, what is sandhitiko? I want to know it, the Buddha answered, you have to know it if lobha arises in you. So do dosa, moha, etc. Is this what others say or knowing by oneself? This becomes knowing the truth. Only by practice you can know it. In the Anguttara Nikaya a Brahman asked about sandhitiko, and 6.48 Duttiya Sandhitika Suttam. Today you'll see it clearly with your own knowledge. For example, you see a form. In the seeing, the mind with affection will come to you, i.e., depending on the types of objects. The affectionate mind arises after the seeing consciousness. You have to examine it with sandhitiko. What is the nature of the affectionate mind? You see it as not existing by examining with knowledge. The rise and fall of dukkha-sakha becomes apparent in the mind because the mind of affection arises and passes away. This, you see it by yourself. You see it as its arising for dying and its death. Whatever arising, examine it as it exists or not. You'll find it as not exists. You are examining your own death. First, you are alive with the arising mind. Second, you are alive with the examining mind. Only after the first mind is passing away and the examining mind can arise. This is a person seeing his own death. Craving for becoming not arises. The Four Noble Truths are happening at the time of seeing one's own death. One's own death is the truth of dukkha, dukkha-sakha. The seeing is the truth of the path, magga-sakha. Tanha, upadana and kamma not arise is the truth of the cause, samudaya-sakha. Next kanda not continues to arise is the truth of cessation, nirodha-sakha. The power of direct seeing is indeed not small. Every contemplation enters the Four Noble Truths. This is the mundane truth. At the time enter nibbana also the Four Noble Truths. It's a calico, non-temporal or giving the result without delay. By seeing impermanence tanha, upadana and kamma not follow behind. This is non-temporal. Worldling mind is changing. Sayadaw told the funny story of Ven. Sariputta and Anupasaka. Anupasaka went a journey with Ven. Sariputta. He had a plan of offering robes for him. On the journey, Sariputta crossed the first small stream by jumping over it. The Upasaka saw that and lost respect and decided to reduce one robe for offering. After some time they encountered again a second stream and Sariputta crossed it again by jumping over it. The Upasaka reduced another robe. Later they encountered a third stream, but instead of jumping Sariputta went down and walking through it. The Upasaka asked him why he walked through it. Sariputta answered was he didn't want his mind to be disturbed and became unwholesome. Without penetration of the Four Noble Truths faith never becomes stable. No sandhitiko arises and akaliko never happens. Without the getting of sandhitiko, faith and rebirth are never in a stable stage. He gave some stories of them. T2. The Buddha took some monks to a very high steep mountain cliff. A monk looked down and exclaimed with a fright. The Buddha said that fall into the steep cliff only died once. There was something more terrible than that. It was not to know the noble truths. Without knowing and doing things out of desire will not free from birth. These doing things are only for the truth of dukkha. How to know the truth? You have to know impermanence. By doing vipassana will discern impermanence. For example, the mind of wanting to sleep arises. Contemplate it as exist or not exist. You'll see it as not exist. It's born and dies because it is arising and disappearing. Is there any dukkha bigger than that? Even you can't find any pieces of it left behind. You get the Sakkanalomika Nana, knowledge of knowing the truth. With a lot of contemplation is knowing the truth. Without the practice you are surviving with the two truths of the cause and the suffering, result, i.e., Samadhiya and Dukkha Sakkas. By doing vipassana get the two truths of freedom from the existence, i.e., cessation and the path, Nirodha and Magga Sakkas. Not contemplate the mind of wanting to sleep and continue to Tanha, Upadana and Kama. This Kama passes away but not its energy. It was stored by Lobha, Tanha. The Kamic energy will not die away if Tanha does not dies. This point is very important. So don't be afraid of Kama, but instead must be afraid of the cause, Samadhiya. Therefore the Buddha taught that Samadhiya was the cause of Dukkha, here Tanha, continued the qualities of Dharma, ehi Pasako, come and contemplate. Ehi is the object and Pasako is the contemplation. This is Vipassana. The Dharma is calling you but you go with Tanha. Example, in the dark bitten by mosquito and you go and slap it with the hand. This is going to the plains of misery. People are going to the plains of misery in a straight line, but to Nibbana in a curved line. We must go there with knowledge. At first, the truth of Dukkha is calling at you a lot. At the end the truth of cessation will call you. Here, Sayadaw used the two words straight line and curved line as followed. Human beings are easy and willing to do unwholesome things straight away, straight line. But for ending dukkha give many reasons, not easy and willing to do the practice. Even doing the practice, usually not straightforward, i.e., curved line. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 13th of May 1961. Kanda fuel with Kalesa fire. A person discerning impermanence is near to Nibbana. It doesn't take very long if the causes are conducive. This point came from the Udana Pali. Worldlings are happy with taking pleasure in the khandas which they desire for it. For the noble ones, Aryans, these are getting the fuels and fire. 11 types of fire are burning all the time. Therefore listening Dharma talks is to fix the deluded eyes with the Aryan eyes. The 31 realms of existence are big piles of fire. It is only for the fuels with prayer for asking any khanda. It is Nibbana while khanda fuels burnt out and Kalesa fire gone out. The 5 khandas are fuels. The 11 types of Kalesa is fire, e.g., Lobha, Dosa, Moha, Soka, etc. They can't be separated. Fuels are Vipaka Vata, the result of the round of existence. Fire is Kalesa Vata, the defilement of the round of existence. 2 Vatas are going together. You actually are taking in pleasure to burn yourself if you are happy with both of them. Vipassana practice is battling with the kalesas latent in the khanda. You have to extinguish the kalesa fire in the khanda. Must use the holy water of the path to extinguish it. There must also exist the extinguishing of fire if there are fuels and fire existing. This is not a fable, i.e., just like other faiths and belief systems. This was known by the Buddha directly before and taught to the living beings. Nibbana really exists as the fuels and fires have been extinguished. At first, before talking about Nibbana, I have to mention about the evil and terrible things. Those who simply want to like the good things might not know the bad things. During the time of each one of the past Buddhas, many had enlightened. Is there any one of them coming back? This is an important point for Buddhists to contemplate, because some people have the idea that in the cosmos, there are permanent places for permanent beings. This is an eternalist view and bhava-tanha. It's a kind of defilements. Without knowing to get the kanda is getting the fuels and fire. This is ignorance. After getting and taking pleasure in it is craving, tanha. Now, you have caught the culprit. I'll show you the way out of it. We have to take the examples of people who were going out from it before. They had left from sankhata. The five khandhas are sankhata dharma. They become disenchantment with it by seeing sankhata dharma. And with the cessation of it, they will reach asankhata. Sankhata and sankhara are the same, i.e., conditioned phenomena. Form arises due to action, mind, temperature and foods, kama, citta, uttu and ahara. Mind arises due to aramana and vara, sense objects and sense doors. Therefore mind, body arises due to the conditioning of other. Sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena were impermanent as said by the Buddha. So you'll find out the beginning of the path if you discern impermanence. You are ready to get out from it if you become disenchantment with it. Mind, body, sankhara, will disappear if you want to be free from sankhara. In the practicing knowledge, fuels and fire are extinguished. You'll reach toward nibbana, which is nobody can make it arising or disappearing. Seeing impermanence, becoming disenchantment and not wanting of it, you will surely reach toward nibbana. Remember these three points. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 14th of May 1961. From hell to eternity. Living beings are floating and sinking in the four planes of misery. Human world is a place for temporary visit for them. The four planes of misery are their permanent homes. These things are very important for reflection. In the 31 realms of existence, human world is a very significant and the most important place among them. A Buddha only appears to this world. Beings can create all sorts of kammas in this place. Combine together only four types: positive kamma, wholesome; negative kamma, unwholesome; mixed kamma, wholesome and unwholesome mixed up; and neither positive nor negative kamma, vipassana kamma. Therefore, from here human beings take rebirths elsewhere. It's like the sun in the center of the planetary system. As the sunlight spreads out to everywhere. For the other planes of existence, the four planes of misery are only for suffering and no chances to create wholesome kamma. The other realms are planes of bliss and pleasure, only for enjoyment. So, mostly no chances for create wholesome kammas. Therefore, human beings are not here for power, wealth, fame and seeking for sensual pleasure and enjoyments, but to create wholesome kamma as much as possible, to study and practice for the teaching of the Buddha. The Buddha was using his knowledge and observed as what was the root cause of all these misery. And he found out that it was ditthi, wrong views. Whatever merits, such as building monastery, etc., wholesome kamma is one thing and the seed of hell is another thing. They are different. Ditthi as latent defilement is going with the merits. After the power of wholesome kamma is finished, it pulls the being down to the plane of misery. The seed of the hell is identity view, sakkaya ditthi. There is no dukkha greater than hell. You get this suffering because of ditthi, not knowing the truth. Dispelling ditthi first and do the wholesome kamma later. Without ditthi falling away, kamma becomes vata kamma, action for the round of existence. So you can't free from the round of existence. Ditthi and lobha are together. Therefore, kamma leads by wrong view can take rebirth in the plane of misery. Every birth is truth of dukkha. So, it makes things becoming worse. Ditthi comes from the five khandhas and has unwise attention to it. For example, on the body is an itchy sensation arises. but instead of Nana paying attention on the feeling, and it becomes I am itchy. Between the feeling and attention, I or self arises. This I or self is the seed of hell. It's terrible. Therefore, the Buddha said that it was more important than the head was on fire and the chest was piercing with a spear. Whoever falls into the hell is wrong view. Perception becomes I perceive. To the mind is also my mind. With wrong attention to the kanda, many of the I or self arise. I or self is identity view. It's the cause for beings falling into hell. The stream enterer doesn't go there is already destroyed it. Nothing is more terrible than wrong attention because the seed of hell arises from there. Here Sayadaw gave a simile for wrong view. A long thread in the kite roller is like ditthi. The kite is the kanda. The wind current is like merits. Living beings are suffered by the arrangement of ditthi and kamma without their wishes. After the dispelling of ditthi, it becomes vi-vata kamma, kamma without the round of existence. It becomes right view with wise attention. Unwise attention is like people looking into the mirror, taking the shadow in the mirror as he, she, etc. And then tanha, mana, ditthi, craving, conceit and wrong view come in. Here the mirror is the kanda and shadow is wrong view. It's like a very small child who has never seen a mirror before. He becomes frightened and running towards the mother after seeing his own shadow. You'll just go back to the wok, i.e., hell cauldron, if you have unwise attention. You will be tortured by the shadow with unwise attention. Correct yourself with wise attention. In the middle of you and the mirror anicca, dukkha and anatta shadows appear. With the right seeing and right view arises. I ask you to contemplate the impermanence of the five khandhas for the right view. Then Samma Ditthi arises and Miccha Ditthi dies away. And the seed of hell disappears. Some people think, if you understand the nature of mind, body and Ditthi will fall away. It's not yet, you have to discern impermanence. Without the help of a teacher, right view can't arise. Every wise attention is including the five path factors. Kamma also dies if ditthi dies and so do tanha, upadana, because they are led by ditthi. Therefore you don't get the painful kanda belong to the planes of misery. The stream enterer never falls into the planes of misery again. The path factors, magga, have functions. For example, a boat is carrying a load and crossing to the other shore of a river. Boat is the path factors, load is yogi, this side of the river is dukkha sakka, the other shore is nibbana, nirodha sakka, and the river is ditthi and tanha, samadhiya sakka.